This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. Security forces in Myanmar opened fire and made mass arrests Sunday as they sought to break up protests against the military seizure of power. A UN human rights official said it had credible information that at least 18 people were killed, 30 were wounded. That would be the highest single-day death toll among protesters who are demanding the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi be restored to power after being ousted by a February 1st coup. About 1,000 people are believed to have been detained Sunday alone, adding to others detained earlier, including Suu Kyi. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres and U.S. officials, including Secretary of State Antony Blinken, have condemned the violence. The Biden administration said Sunday it remains open to talks with Iran over the 2015 nuclear deal, despite Tehran's rejection of an EU invitation to join a meeting with the U.S. and other original participants in that agreement. A senior administration official said the U.S. was disappointed in the rejection, but was flexible as to the timing and format of the talks and saw Iran's decision to snub the European invitation as part of the diplomatic process. The official said the U.S. would be consulting with other participants, that's Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the European Union, on the way forward. The official was not authorized to discuss the matter by name and spoke on condition of anonymity. Earlier Sunday, Iran turned down the offer for talks, saying the time is not ripe for the meeting, at which the U.S. would have participated as an observer. Iran had been insisting that the U.S. lift or ease sanctions imposed on it by the Trump administration.